You can't cut off the cameras anymore. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. When House Democrats started their sit-in Wednesday morning trying to force a vote on denying guns to suspected terrorists, Speaker Paul Ryan cut off the cameras so C-SPAN couldn't broadcast the Democrats' speeches.
So C-SPAN does not own or operate those cameras.
But it didn't work.
We just want a chance to vote. And we may
Representative lose. Scott Peters had a smartphone with an app called Periscope, which lets anybody beam live video. For a while, all we saw was Representative Peters' socks, but the audio was clear enough, especially when Representative Keith Ellison challenged the Republican.
Come down here and take your vote, and you explain to your constituents why you think somebody who's suspected a terrorist ought to have a gun.
Hundreds logged on, then thousands logged on to the underground feed. CNN, CBSN, and C-SPAN picked up the feed, and Democrats finally taunted one Republican into pushing back. Radical Islam killed these people. At that point, most of the Democrats weren't interested in hearing anymore. Looked like it was about to get physical. Because social media has changed the rules. The party in power no longer controls the cameras. And the speaker had better figure out a way to have a genuine, orderly debate on this before Congress becomes completely irrelevant. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.